podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
About almost 9 years ago, I moved into a patio home. And the reason I did that is because, quite honestly, I was sick of doing maintenance on houses. I was sick of doing yard work. I was like, I don't want this. I don't want this anymore. I've mowed enough yards in my life. I don't want to do that anymore. Now, I know some people, I think Jeremy used to be, maybe you're not the same anymore. A lot of guys and or even women too find that to be like a zen kind of thing.
Oh yeah, I love it. You create the lines.
Yeah.
You out there and you nurture it.
So I kind of see that.
Talk to it.
And then I had a Hanamakafrau, you know, a cleaning woman who would come every 2 weeks and clean all that stuff. Well, my Hanamakafrau quit after 9 years, and so I've been on my own. And this weekend, I just decided to hell with it. I am going to do manual labor all weekend long.
It is oh.
I know.
I'm clutching my pearls.
My bosom. I'm clutching my bosom.
It involved multiple trips to Home Depot. Okay. And I'll just give you the highlights, the two main ones. Spreading mulch outside in the mulch areas of my yard. There was that. That one was the easy one.
Aren't there only like two little mulch areas in your patio home?
You had to buy two bags of mulch?
Seven.
And put them in the trunk of your Lexus?
Seven.
Your hybrid Lexus?
Actually, eight.
What was the other horrible thing?
Five bags of mulch, four in the trunk of the Lexus and one in the back seat. And then back later to get three more bags because five wasn't enough.
I bet that ruined the smell of cool blue
and rich mahogany. All right, what else did you
have to
do?
The other one was, I've got in my house, through a lot of my house, tile on the floor, but there's big 18-inch, like, Italian tile things, right?
Very expensive.
And a few times, I've had people over and looked at it, they go, you know, your tile, you need to get the grout clean between, you know, between the tiles.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, so.
Yeah.
And I was like, screw it, I'm going to do that this weekend.
If this story doesn't involve an old toothbrush, then no, you didn't clean the grout.
It did involve not a toothbrush, but the actual grout brushes that you buy.
Sure.
Hands and knees.
Oh.
Yes.
Cleaning grout.
Butt crack hanging
tiles.
Out.
That was my weekend. It was a manual labor weekend for Dom,
and I
don't usually like that kind of stuff.
Uh-oh. So you had to do what every other person in the state does every weekend.
No,
you poor thing.
When's the last time you got on your hands and knees cleaning tile? You have
every weekend.
Oh, you liar!
Oh my God!
Well, you had mulch. Did you hear about ISIS and Turkey? Did you hear about that?
There you go. My 18-inch tile was so dirty.
Oh, it makes quite a difference when you really...
My grounds crew was late and maid quit.
That's right.
And now my Lexus smells like mulch.
It was Pinot Noir. Is it 2012? That was a horrible year.
I kind of hate you right now.
One thing I noticed, too, from doing that kind of stuff, is I got really high on the fumes of the crap that I...
So you'll be cleaning again next weekend, is what you're saying.
No, I finally stood up. I was like, crap, I am dizzy. I thought I had good ventilation going through the house, but I think I might pass out right now.
That's why your maid quit. She could barely walk anymore. Years of that, Dawn.
Right.
Years of it.
She can't even stand upright anymore.
You killed that poor lady.
Horrible
you
sciatica.
Moron.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.